I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another wave of airstrikes pounded the Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta Saturday, killing at least 24 people and increasing the civilian death toll over the past week to more than 500, including more than 120 children. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and Witnesses said Saturday the week-long bombing campaign by the Syrian government and Russia has been so relentless that first responders have not had the chance to count bodies. Meanwhile, the UN Migration Agency is appealing for nearly $194 million to provide essential aid to 3 million Syrian war victims displaced internally or as refugees in neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
Nearly 7 years of conflict in Syria has taken a heavy toll. The United Nations reports about 500,000 people have been killed and more than 18.5 million civilians, both inside and outside the war-torn country, are in need of humanitarian assistance. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says it is vital to provide a lifeline to the many displaced who are trying to survive the deteriorating conditions in the country.
Access to primary health care has been drastically reduced inside Syria, while agricultural production has been cut in half compared to 2011 levels.
The UN reports more than 5.5 million Syrians have taken refuge in five neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A series of suicide bombings and militant raids in Afghanistan has killed dozens of people a day after construction work on the much-awaited Afghan section of an international gas pipeline was begun. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber Saturday blew himself up near a security post in Kabul, killing at least three people. This is VOA News. Three bombs exploded Saturday morning in Sitwa, the capital of Myanmar's troubled Rakhine State.